From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues the opening message of an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. Moses, under God, had brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, led them through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and brought them at last to the borders of the Promised Land. Because of his disobedience, Moses forfeited the privilege of entering Canaan and died on its borders. Now it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this historical account, Dr. Cairns is extracting vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. This opening message of the series is entitled, A Vision of Victory and How to Attain It. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua needed to be prepared, spiritually as well as militarily, for the battles that lay ahead. In the opening chapter of the book, God provided him with the inspiration he needed and instructed him to remember a number of important truths. First of all, Joshua was to remember who it was that had commissioned him for the fight. Then he was to maintain his focus on both the immediate and the ultimate objectives. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to emphasize the truth that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of sinners.
I'd like to ask you for your opinion. Your opinion on the most important issue that can be put to any man or any woman. The Bible asks the question, what think ye of Christ? Now, what would you say to that? Do you ever think of Christ? Do you think much of Christ? Do you think biblically of Christ? What think you of Christ? There are a million answers out there in the world, but the important thing for us today is, what do you think of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, according to the Bible, 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, He is God manifested in the flesh. According to the Bible, He came into the world to save sinners. According to the Bible, He lived a perfect life and died an atoning death. According to the Bible, He rose again the third day from the dead, according to the Scriptures, and that He lives forever in the power of an endless life, able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him. According to the Bible, God's only Son, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only Savior of sinners, the only Lord of the life, who can bring you through life, death, and to eternal bliss in the Father's house. So, what think you of Christ? We'd like to help you to biblical views of Christ. A most important part of the booklet, A New Beginning, tells you much of what the Bible says concerning the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, we trust you'll contact us either by writing or by telephone, and make sure that you ask for your copy of A New Beginning.
Thank you.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
we have somehow or other taken the fact that God has placed in the church pastors and teachers and preachers on a full-time basis in the sense that they have no other earthly employment. We have taken that to speak about full-time service to give the impression that ordinary Christian living is part-time service. Let me tell you, the Word of God knows nothing about part-time Christian service. It matters not where you labor. It matters not what your job is. It matters not your age or your occupation. If you are a Christian, you have entered upon a spiritual warfare. You have entered upon a great commission from God that demands total commitment. And in every way, you must act as one who always remembers whose servant he is. If you keep this in mind, it will be a source of strength to you. If you keep it in mind, it will encourage you always, whatever the circumstances, to keep your honor unstained. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Ye have not chosen me." Now, he is not denying that there was any act of will on their part in becoming his disciples. That is not the force of the words. What he means is, the choice did not originate with you, nor could you become my servants simply by an act of your own will. There are far too many pulpits occupied by people who ought not to be there, who are seeking to make themselves what God has never made them. Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you." Here is the source of our confidence, and here is what gives strength to our character. Here is what gives us true, sterling Christian character, remembering whose servant we are. The Apostle Paul never forgot this in his own life. To him it was a matter of outstanding grace that God would take such a one as he and give him a place in the service of God. I can understand the apostle. Day by day as I seek the Lord, very, very frequently my mind comes back to this, that God in his sovereignty saved this wretched, guilty, rotten, and hell-deserving sinner and gave him a place in serving the King of Kings. That's true of every Christian serving the Lord where the Lord has placed him, a place in the service of the Savior. Paul, as I say, was always awed by that grace. He said to the Corinthians, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." What does that mean? He said, it is as though God did beseech you by us. We are so desirous of getting on to the rest of that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:20 when we read it. "We beseech you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." We are usually so desirous of getting on to the great exhortation that we fail to get the real force of this part of the verse. Can you imagine what Paul is saying here? He's saying, this is my commission. God has so commissioned me that it's as if God were speaking to you when I bring you the gospel. He could never forget that. That's why he told a young preacher by the name of Timothy, No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Why? In order that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Christian, as God would stir your mind and heart to a vision of victory and how to obtain it, he says, number one, remember who commissioned you. And secondly, remember your immediate and your ultimate objectives. Verses 3 and 4. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Now notice in verse 3, there is the idea of the step-by-step progression through the land. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun. Notice now, he's moving from step by step to a mighty, general, expansive description of the ultimate aim of Israel's campaign. The ultimate goal was the conquest of the land. Never lose sight of the end, aim, and objective. But you don't reach the ultimate goal in one step. There are many steps. Some of them up high hills, some of them down deep valleys, some of them over rugged terrain, some of them over easy pasture, some of them uncontested, some of them hotly contested. But as you keep your aim and your eye upon the ultimate goal, you must also watch every step. To me there the message is very clear. Joshua was not to compromise the ultimate by inattention to the immediate. Now think that through. He was not to compromise the ultimate by inattention to the immediate. Many a man, aye indeed many a church, have sacrificed ultimate victory on the altar of immediate ease or fleshly gratification. You think of Esau. Esau sold his birthright. Why? Because in a moment of hunger, he lost sight of the ultimate. And he sold it for a mess of pottage. You think of Reuben, the son of Jacob. He was the firstborn, the outgoing of Jacob's strength. But he sold his right because of an instant of lust, of wicked immorality, which cursed him and his memory for the rest of his life. You think of Israel's first king, King Saul, he did the same thing. First he sold his right to the throne by panic, by weakness. Then in the battle of Michmash, he jeopardized the success of the entire battle because, as many carnal people do, he rushed in a fit of misdirected religious zeal. By that I mean, carnal people very often think they can make up for their sins and their shortcomings by impressing God with inordinate and stupid religious zeal. And in this misdirected religious zeal, he put a ban on all food for the army. Saul knew better than that. Saul knew that an army can't fight on an empty stomach. And that day's victory was turned to the verge of defeat because of Saul's folly. Now, many a Christian does the same thing. There are Christians who, first of all, feel to make sure to keep themselves clear of the sins that are going to disable them from long-term success in the work of God. I don't know if Bob Jones University keeps the record still available, but if they do, go get it. If they don't, go to the library and listen to it. I'm not going to try and tell the story. But the founder of the university tells a most riveting story of a young Christian who sacrificed the ultimate on the altar of the immediate. I think of young men of great talent, great skill, great promise. By one misstep, they sell it all. They sell it all. By the lust and the wickedness and the sin and the uncleanness and the immorality, they sell it all. Many a Christian's doing the same thing, taking the immediate and letting it rule the ultimate. But then there's another way in which they do it. They sell the ultimate by taking the immediate so seriously. They take every little minor thing and they build it up into a major thing. There are no mountains and no molehills. In relation, everything's a mountain. They take minors and they so major upon them that they divert their own attention, they divert the attention of the entire military campaign of spiritual warfare from the ultimate victory into the boglands of needless dispute and side issues. Here is what we have got to remember. You have two things before you. You have the ultimate aim. You have the immediate objective. And one must lead to the other. And never lose sight of it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.